St. Louis University is in the midst of a year-and-a-half-long celebration over its founding nearly 200 years ago in 1818. Earlier this fall, we spoke with SLU President Fred Pistello and took a broad look at the university and about various bicentennial activities. One of the activities that caught our attention was a talk tomorrow at noon titled How the Billiken Became St. Louis University's Mascot. Here is producer Char Destin.
If you walk through the St. Louis University campus, you'll almost certainly run into their mascot, the Billiken, in some form. The Billiken is this pointy-headed grinning imp covered in white fur, and it's everywhere. Banners, statues, even parking spaces outside the admissions office are reserved for future Billikens. I'm new to St. Louis, so seeing all this school spirit made me wonder, what exactly is a Billiken? I wandered over to St. Louis University's Student Center to see if anyone there had answers to my question.
Honestly, I think that's something that everybody asks themselves.
It's a mysterious thing. It's a creature.
I've heard people say it's like anything from like a bear to like a mystical creature.
It's a good luck charm.
A good luck charm? A mythological creature? I wanted to know more, so I found a librarian at SLU who's researched the Billiken.
My name is John Wade, University Archivist Emeritus for Pius Library. The general definition of a Billiken is the god of things as they should be.
Wade says the Billiken was patented in 1908 by Florence Pretz, a 21-year-old art student from Kansas City.
She claims that she was inspired for the whole notion of a Billiken from reading the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. She decided after reading the Rubaiyat, she was going to make an image which she said embodied hope and happiness to sort of live up to. And so that's how she, at least that's how she claimed she came up with the idea.
Pretz's design didn't look very much like the Billikens we see around St. Louis University today. The original Billiken looked more like a fat baby.
The kind of a pointy little head and a little tuft of hair coming out of the top, a roly-poly face. Normally you would see him seated on his behind with his feet out, and you'd see the bottoms of his feet almost in a kind of a godlike, a Buddha-like pose.
There's actually some doubt as to whether it really was Pretz who came up with the Billiken character or its baby Buddha design. An indigenous artist in Alaska was making very similar figurines around this time, and there's also an Argentinian children's magazine called Billiken that started in the early 19-teens. But Pretz acquired the American patent on the god of things as they should be and sold exclusive manufacturing rights to a company in Chicago. This company saw the potential of her new deity as merchandise.
Postcards, watch fobs, belt buckles, little cups.
But the company cheated Pretz out of money, and she's reported to have said she never wanted to see a Billiken again. To add insult to injury, Billikens became a huge fad across the United States. Wade compares Billiken mania to a similar fad today.
I guess maybe Pokemon, something like that.
So if, SLU were starting up today, its mascot might be the Pikachus.
The Pikachu or something like that, right.
Speaking of SLU, how did the school end up with the Billiken as its mascot? Well, at the end of the 19th century, when SLU's football team was founded, most college teams did not have mascots.
St. Louis, you had athletic teams, possibly, certainly football in the 1890s, maybe even had baseball slightly before that. They would simply be called the Blue and the Whites because those were the school colors.
The Blue and Whites, though, were a really good team at the turn of the 20th century. The 1904 and 1906 teams were undefeated. In 1910, SLU hired a new football coach, a law student named John Bender. Bender was a good coach. He led SLU's team for two winning seasons, and his narrow eyes and broad smirk of a smile reminded people of a Billiken.
There was another law student by the name Charlie McNamara, and he drew kind of a cartoon picture of Bender in the form of a Billiken, and he put this picture in the window of a store, a drugstore, at the corner of Grand and Laclede, where St. Louis U used to practice football. And as people saw this picture, they said, oh, there's Bender and his Billikens.
Around that time, Billy O'Connor, a sports writer for the Post-Dispatch, referred to SLU's team as the Billikens, and the name stuck. But what did SLU's Jesuit leadership think of their new mascot, a god who wasn't, God? Wade says he's not sure, but he hasn't found any evidence of negative reactions from the time. As the years went on, the Billiken became a more and more prominent symbol of the university. It also became more and more stylized.
It became a little more of an impish character, almost like a Grinch-like.
The 2016 redesign of the Billiken was so impish that a lot of people thought it was too scary. After a social media backlash, SLU's president, Fred Pistello, issued an invitation to the university community to vote on a new Billiken design in the form of a tongue-in-cheek campaign ad.
Because your voice matters this time. This may be the most important mascot selection of our lifetime.
But why do people feel such a personal connection to the Billiken? Archivist John Wade told me what he thought the Billiken meant to people.
We're the only school in the country that has that as its mascot. So it is a unique mascot. We use the Billiken, you know, be a Billiken, as a, you know, as a way of getting people to connect with the school, but also how can we make things a little bit better? I mean, the Jesuit model, AMDG, for the greater glory of God, is always doing more, Majus. And I think it is connected to the Billiken in that the Billiken is portrayed this is the way things are supposed to be.
Avery Lubis, a SLU sophomore who I interviewed at the Student Center, agrees.
I think a Billiken is not just a mascot, but it says a lot about who we are and more about what our mission is.
The Billiken has certainly come a long way as the mascot of St. Louis University. What started out as a nationwide fad and a joke about a strange-looking football coach became an enduring symbol of hope and possibility for generations of students.
That's producer Char Dastin on this history of St. Louis University's mascot, the Billiken. By the way, SLU archivist John Wade, from whom you heard in the piece, will be giving a presentation about the Billiken tomorrow at noon in the second floor gallery of the Pius XII Memorial Library at St. Louis University. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.